observed as they walked in the whiteboard, didn't just turn around and walk out again. Does that mean you're doing some work? What I'd like to do is talk about what I call 80% Christians. You may or may not be aware, there's actually a rule about church buildings which say if they're more than 80% full, no new people will come into it. So one of the techniques is to try and keep it a certain level of building, bigger buildings. Because what people do is they walk in, is their minds go overcrowded and then eventually they turn away. The same can be true of our life. God gives us the gift of time, and then he gives us instructions about how we should best use that gift. And we need to give consideration towards that. Because one of the interesting parts about life is there are many inequalities, many inequities in this world. And God gives the same 24 hours to each one of us. And then he says, how are you going to use that? What we as Christians need to be doing to bring honour to Jesus Christ is to redirect our energies away from selfish thoughts, selfish goals, non-essential items, moving away from things which are just distracting us from God, reducing those things in our life so that we can say, of our whole week, we're only going to fill it up 80% of the time. We're going to have some leeway. That's stage one. And stage two of being an 80% Christian is saying, having reduced the things because I don't want to be selfish and I want to acknowledge Jesus instead, and reduce what I'm doing just for my own benefit, I'm now available to help other people. And whilst the rest of the world is ploughing along at 110%, we've said at 80% Christians that we're going to hold some time in reserve, which we then will be able to use as the Spirit calls us to bless others around. So the challenge becomes for us is, can we reorientate our life? Can we redirect our life to say it's not all about us? We're going to look at the way we use our time and say, how can we rededicate that? So we could all go home right now, because that's the message. I'm just going to say the same thing over and over again now. There's a passage in Mark that speaks powerfully of how much we can do and accomplish. It's in Mark 6. And all the disciples, they come back and they've just been sent on a mission trip. Very similar to, I'm sure, how the girls are feeling right now. And they all come back and they start telling Jesus what's been going on. This. And Jesus' response is very odd. Basically, he says, okay, that's fine. Let's go away somewhere quiet. Let's go reflect together. Let's go dwell together. Let's consider it's not about what you've done and you've taught, but let's consider it's because your name's written in the book of life. Let's consider not how things are around who you are. And this was his focus, and interestingly enough, what he does is he says, let's go take them away. He goes to a quiet place, and we were here last week. That's when suddenly the feeding of the 5,000 takes place. So Jesus is withdrawing them all away. You've been on a mission trip. Well, I need some time to reflect. And Satan pushes in. Oh no, let's see if we can use that time up. You see, unfortunately, we've allowed the pressures of time to become a tool of the devil. He pushes and pushes, and you always try and fit more and more in. Satan has this great little trick. And it plays in the back of our mind. And he's got this one tagline. And it's this: a slower day is coming. All along we look forward to, oh, rather than a friend, time has become a tyrant. And it plays upon us. And the way we go about things, it plays upon us. And because of the way we often run our life, we become tired and depressed and irritable. And it takes us away from concentrating and experiencing the kingdom of God. Why does it make good? The kingdom of God is a place where we allow ourselves individually and collectively. Can I get across to you? That is so important. If the kingdom of God is just where you exist by yourself, you're missing out. You've got no idea. The kingdom of God represents all of us here. Where individually and collectively we can experience the person and the actions of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be within the kingdom of God. To immerse ourselves in who he is. To allow him to speak to us and to inform our lives about how we should relate and live within this world. So let me give you a couple of illustrations from the world which made a bit of difference. So in the early 1900s, there was a management consultant called Ivy Lee. He had an appointment with Charles Schwab. And what he went to, Charles Schwab came up and basically said, you know, I need some help on how to run a business. And the advice was this. He said, get a piece of paper. So he got a piece of paper. He said, right, I want you to write down the most important things that you need to get done. And so he took about 5 minutes and wrote them down. And then he said, now what I want you to do is I want you to number them from the very most important all the way down. That. He said, now what I want you to do is tomorrow morning when you walk into work, I want you to start at number one. Don't stop until it's done. And then go to number two. And then work to number three. And don't worry if you don't get all the way down the list, because by the time you finish your day, you'll have got the most important things done. So amazed was he that he took this advice, put it into practice, that it changed his whole company around. And what he did was he sent a check after he put this in place of $25,000. It's equivalent to about $250,000 in the US for Australia. Because he said it changed his whole business and made him a multi-millionaire. Focusing on what's important. Because we need to be intentional about what we're doing. Jesus says this. Jesus says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will come to you. That's a promise of Jesus. And if it's a promise of Jesus and we are followers of Jesus, then we should really be relying upon that promise. Seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will come to you. You can't take charge of your time without first declaring your priorities. And just as in the example where he wrote down this is one, this is two, this is number three, we need to declare our priorities and say, what is it we do with our time? What is it we're promoting with our time? What is it we think are our priorities? There was a professor, and he set a test for his various students, and he got a big vase, one of these old Grecian type vases, and what he did was he had a whole stack of rocks, huge rocks, small rocks, big rocks, all sorts of things, tiny rocks. And he says, what's the best way to pack to get the most in? And they came up with all sorts of different methodologies. So, which rocks should you put in first, big, small, to get the most in? All the same, which ones? Big? What? Who said big? Big? Yes, why big? Big, bottom, build them up so they don't tip over, that's my big one. Said it the other way around, actually. What he said is put the big ones in first, huge ones all over, because they drown and fill up, and then the tiny ones will drop all the way around. And I can guarantee you've all practiced this, because you do this every time you take the meditation a minute. Okay? Because you do, don't you? What you do is you go cutting around your garden, you get big branches, and you do what I've done with my garden, stuffed full of branches, because tonight's collection night. And then what you do is you go and mow your lawn. They all drop all over the place. If you do it the other way around, you fill up your tippings and then you can't get the down things in, the big ones. Get the important stuff first in your life, and then other things will come to it. Because there's a maxim in life which I find works perfectly. You all work to it, you can't help it, it's built into us. What is important gets done. Every single one of us built it. What is important gets done. So it's not that we don't have time. We've all got the time. God gives the same 24 hours, all 7 days of the week, to each and every one of us. What defines what we do is what is important in our life. John Piper says, so we labor in word and in prayer, not just to figure out lists of deeds that are more or less acceptable, but we labor to get a mind that thinks and feels about things the way that Christ does. I want to think and feel about things the same way Christ feels about things. Because if Christ says something's important, then it must be important. That's what it declares to be a follower of Christ. So, this is going to be a two-part exercise. The first part is, where do we spend our time? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take suggestions and write them on the whiteboard. And the first thing is, these don't have to be a personal statement where you're spending your time. I'm not asking for you to kind of admit to what you're doing with yourself right now. That's your own privacy. But if there's things that we as humans spend our time with doing, let's throw them up. They may well be yours, but don't feel obliged to share those. So what is it we do with our time? What sort of things do we do with our time? Let's start with the easy one. Get the easiest one out. Oh, there you go. That was easy. You see? Always get it first. Work. What else? Sleep. What a surprise the teenager came up with sleep. Eating. There you go. Breathing. I'll put that as a given, otherwise everything else won't happen, but do you actually mean more than that? Just come back to breathing. What's breathing about? Okay, life force. Yeah, okay, observing. I'm going to change pens because I'm practically running out of me. Luckily, first rule of presentation, bring your own. Sorry, after observing, what said someone? Said something. Looking. Okay. Ah, more looking than talking. Speaking and time for being silent. Listening, yep. Shopping, thank you. No, this is essential stuff. You can't eat unless you go and find the food. Reading. Cleaning. Gardening, I'll come back. There's one over here I missed. Thinking. So gardening and thinking. I do a lot of the thinking. Doing. Okay, what sort of doing? Let's put some names to it. What sort of doing are we doing? Creating, that's a good one. We do. Okay. Very good. Cooking? Cooking. Playing. Excellent. TV. Yep, let's be honest. Okay, Tim's playing word association here, isn't he? Time wasting. Okay, we'll just... Oh, I see where we're going with. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you. And this is true. So you may well find you're at a time of life where you're now taking care of older parents. Okay? Caring and supporting. You may well find you're at a time of life where you've got young kids. Okay? What proportions of time go that way? Partying. Why not indeed? So we'll put swimming down as exercise. Okay, exercise. Hobbies. Yep. Okay, you want to give any specifics? That was very specific. Communicating, okay. Have we got loving? Yes? Yep. Caring and loving for people. Helping others. So volunteering and helping others, yep. Well, thank you very much. God gets in there. Quiet time. Excellent. Okay, expressing ourselves. The emotional life. Now, just want to pick up on that one. Because within Western society, that might not be a very highly valued thing. That's not true of various other cultures where expressing oneself and spending, you know, 6 or 7 days mourning the death of people verbally and outwardly is very much valued. Yep. What other things we spend our time with? Okay, now you might want to be more aware. What are you actually spending your time with? Okay? Sorry? iPads, thank you. I'm glad these things have been mentioned. The iPad, yep, and computers. Holidays, good point. Holidays. Spending. Okay, so finances. Okay, any others? Church, thank you very much. Glad that got a mention. So church, worship. Pets. I get the joke. Pets. Okay. Cleansing. As in cleaning and keeping things clean. Okay. Oh, okay, well I would put that down as exercise and cleaning. But also, I get what you're saying is purifying your mind and body. Okay. So, things and thoughts of what you put your time into. Solomon said that make no friendship with an angry man. With a furious man, do not go, lest you learn his ways and are a snare for your soul. Now, you might want to think about that, but what it's really saying is the person you hang around is the person who influences you. And so the question is, who do you let inform your life? And so you may wonder, you know, why am I going with that? But another way of putting this is, what entertains us changes us. So where you spend your time and where you allow yourself to be spoken into can change your character. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of exhaustion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of it may also be clean." Jesus basically saying is what goes on inside here, possibly the statement about cleansing actually comes into what goes on in here is more important than what goes on physically. Or what goes on here should be informing what goes here. Because if we're doing actions, thought processes of life, there's no point to start with. So we need to so we could try and identify what we're doing. So I'm going to give a challenge to you. I like challenges. This is part two. Tell me if you want to do it. I'll ask those who are stewards if they can hand these out. There you go. Do a job. Basically, this is a weekly time planner, so. It goes from Monday through to Sunday. It starts at 6 a.m. and it goes through to 11. If you've got young kids, you may well start earlier. If you're teenagers, you may well go to bed later. But the challenge is simply this. I'd like you to think about what do you do with your time. So try and take an average week and write down what you've been doing with it. Some of it might be quite simple, might be quite easy by going, okay, well, I start work at 9, I get home at 5 because I'm one of those unusual people who have an average job. And then you might add some of the time-wasting things that Tim spoke of, like, you know, having to travel to work, sit in traffic, things which have to be done to allow something else, but aren't in and of themselves adding much to anything. And start putting that down. So, this is a pencil. Writing it down, because you thought I was going to say go home and do this, didn't you? Nah, because you know what's going to happen is I'll say it and then you'll all go and find something better to do with yourselves. So since you've all dedicated your things and I've got the time here to say whether you want to do this, I'm going to give you a bit of time. Now, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. There's no obligation. Just sit quietly and pray. That's all right. But I'm just going to give you 5 minutes to think about it. That's fine. There's pencils. People want a pencil? Don't get a pencil. Maybe you've got your own. There you go. Look at that. Go get pencils out. Take a bag. So, if people want pencils, just start filling things in and say, what am I doing with my time? Pencils, yep, now Mikey, there's a pencil coming. So, that's fine. Okay, so, as I said, it's purely voluntary. Just write down what you do with yourself and your time. Because it might shock you. It might shock you to actually realize how much time you spend with things. So, whilst you're doing that, if you can listen to me at the same time, they identified in Western culture what the biggest time wasters people declared themselves doing. And the top ones came down to, strangely enough, the TV, video and computer games, Facebook, emails, reading novels, and texting, which is some of those things. Now, as you're all doing that and listening, I want to be very clear. In and of themselves, watching TV, texting, emails, none of which are wrong. It's how you use them. So as an example, if on Facebook you're catching up with people to inform about a relationship and try to love them and express who Jesus Christ is, that's fine. If it's just to keep up with the gossip, you might want to think twice about what you're doing. So it's how you go about something is equally as important as what you're going about. So, as you're writing these things down, as you're just thinking about how you're processing, consider how am I using my time? So just to bring this to a close, here's some suggestions for what we could be doing with our time. Plan some time with God, including praying. Plan your time with family and friends, because true relationships take time commitments. Plan time for work at a reasonable level of work, because we as believers must be a good, just example to people around. And the same example says we're not spending too much time doing it. Plan for your health. Get out and exercise. Plan times for household chores. Maintenance. Plan time for learning, to improve upon ourselves and what we may be capable of doing from now in 12 months. Plan time for rest, recreation. Here's some practical examples. Meet with other believers, make it a weekly thing. Get together, have a coffee with people and see how they're going. Send a card or probably nowadays an email. Just encouraging people. One particular person I've come across, what they do is they start their day and they send an email of encouragement then. Before they download, do anything, they just think of somebody and they go, that person did something wonderfully, send an email of encouragement. All of us can do that. Think, how are you going to get to know your neighbours? If we want to reach out to the world and to people next door to us, how are you going to get to know them? How are you going to rearrange your time? Volunteer our time. Find something that you're passionate about and go and volunteer. Cook. There's often cases where people are in desperate need of food, or even life just gets upon them. And numerous times I've been blessed with walking around to people's houses and said, I just want to bring a particular gift of food which person X has cooked. And it just changes their whole demeanor. Okay? And that's part of being part of community. So one of the things I loved about the illustration Rebecca picked up is this guy said, you know, I can put things out for free. Even if you can cook, if you've got a skill, you've got something that you can do, which is something you find very, very easy, others might find hard, go help out with it. Take some time to consider options of how you could use your time to bring blessings to others and therefore representing Jesus. So, 80% Christians, reduce what we do, which wastes our time. What's important gets done. And remember, what is celebrated gets done. So this is how we